I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time. Well, we have a much larger audience tonight, folks, thanks to the propaganda press. And a lot of the new audience are the press, who I am absolutely refuse to even talk to except to tell them to go themselves. And I will continue that. They are liars. They are scum. They have no moral values. They have no ethics. And they certainly wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in the head. They just repeat what their puppet masters tell them. They're not interested in this country, or the future, or the truth, or you, or I, or anyone else. They have sold out for an opportunity to have their ugly mugs on your television set. Somehow they think that's worth losing all their liberties for. And, of course, the promise that if they're really good and do what they're supposed to do and echo the Marxist Socialist Party line, that they might get to have a retirement check someday. Well, I hope they get it. I hope they get it, and I hope they get it from the cause that they're working for, because they will live to regret it. Actually, folks, I don't really hope that they get it, because if they do, it means the end of all of us, and it means the end of liberty. You see, if we lose our liberty in this country, the whole world goes down. We are the last bastion of freedom, and we are the only ones who can save it. We're the only people left in the world with the right to keep and bear arms. And if we give that up, guess what follows next? Ask the Lithuanians. Ask the people who survived the Bolshevik Revolution. Ask the people who can still remember Nazi Germany. Oh, yes. You better be careful what you ask for. You might get it. Don't go away. Got a lot to talk about tonight. And I mean, folks, an awful lot to talk about.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these gangsters and international government gangsters took it from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They're foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms. A new world order. Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashers make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value. Then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shell. They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. It is a big idea. A new world order. Oh, I can just see the socialist pukes twinging. Twinging when they hear that. You see, they don't want you to know that Nazi means socialism. Nazi means national socialism. Hitler was a socialist. Nazi Germany was socialism. That's right, folks. You heard it right here. You see, in this world today, they're trying to turn everything around so that wrong is right and right is wrong. Right is left and left is right. And right is wrong. They're trying to tell you that the militias are Nazis. The militias are sworn to protect and defend Republican constitutional government, not socialism. Never socialism. The Nazis are on the Communist News Network with Ted Turncoat and Hanoi Jane. Both committed Marxists. They're in the White House with Billary, the androgynous presidency. Both committed Marxists. With the allied broadcasters of communism at ABC. And the national broadcasting communists at NBC. And the communist broadcasting service at CBS. The liars. Who never read the Constitution in their entire life, doesn't even know what it says. Don't know anything about the Bill of Rights, except that there's some concept of freedom of speech. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you try to infringe on their freedom of speech, and all of a sudden, they're for the Constitution, aren't they? But that's about the only time. Have you been sickened, as I have, by the specter of Bill Clinton and Hillary, the murderers of the children of Waco, sitting in the Oval Office pretending to care about children? And they planted a tree for the people who were killed in Oklahoma City. That would be nice if they really meant it, but they don't. It's just symbolism. Socialist claptrap, pukey symbolism. I want to know, where did they plant the tree for the children at Waco? Can you answer me that? And where are they going to plant the tree for the children who were massacred in Rwanda? And why aren't all these communist broadcast networks devoting any time to that? Oh, they won't, you see, because they were poor and they were black. And they call us racist. They call us racist. My wife is Chinese. My daughter is part American Indian, part Chinese, part English, Scotch, and Irish. I'm part American Indian. We have Jews, blacks, Orientals in our militias. Two of the best young people I've ever known in my life work with me here to produce our newspaper, Veritas. both Oriental. Tim, my best friend, his wife is Korean. He's the captain of our militia. How did Christian supporters of the Constitution of the United States of America and Jewish supporters of the Constitution of the United States of America and atheist supporters of the Constitution of the United States of America and Catholic and Baptist and Buddhist supporters of the Constitution of the United States of America, all patriots, how did they all of a sudden become the enemy? Read Mein Kampf. It will tell you how it was done. Read the literature of Joseph Goebbels. Goebbels would be proud of the American media today. Oh, he would give them all medals. Oh, yes, he would. For their coverage of the resurrection from the ashes of the Reichstag fire. That's right. That's exactly what I said. The events signaled the beginning of the Nazi dictatorship at approximately 10 o'clock on the evening of February the 27th, 1933. It was a cold, raw night with gusts of caked snow in the wind and crusts of snow on the streets. An icy night. And a telephone message came from a Berlin citizen to the police. The dome of the Reichstag building is burning in brilliant flames. And it turned out to be a correct report. The Berlin Fire Department appeared on the scene with astonishing speed. But the flames were already gutting the great four-square mass of the building. The Reichstag, ladies and gentlemen, was built like a block of stone into which tunnels had been bored and wooden cubes set. The tunnels were the lobbies and corridors, and the cubes were the timber panel session chamber, committee rooms, restaurant, and similar rooms. The main structure was fireproof, but the wood paneled halls and rooms could be burned. And at the Brandenburg Gate and on both sides of the Spree River, a crowd of several thousand Berliners pressed against police barriers set up in a wide circle around the Reichstag. The Reichstag, ladies and gentlemen, was the German Congress. The people looked on in amazement as the crackling flames reached into the night air. When the fire was discovered, Chancellor Hitler was dining with Paul Joseph Goebbels at the latter's flat in the Reichskanzlerplatz. Apprised of the news by telephone, Goebbels at first took it for an ill-timed joke, hooked up the receiver, and only on a second call informed Hitler. The two, accompanied by August Wilhelm Heinrich Gunther, Prince von Prussian, a member of the Hohenzollern family, Vice Chancellor Franz von Papen, and several others, were taken with great speed to the Reichstag. There, they confirmed with Police President von Levitzow, Lord Mayor Salm, and other officials. Hermann Göring, who had been at work in the nearby Prussian Ministry of the Interior, hastened to the Reichstag. Göring immediately informed Hitler and Goebbels, "This is a communist outrage. One of the communist culprits has been arrested." Wow. Talk about speed. Remind you of anything? They're talking about people vaporized in Oklahoma City, yet they found immediately enough parts of a truck to identify those who rented it and make absolutely accurate photographic sketches and get them on the wire service so quick. One of the communist culprits has been arrested. Hitler, even as the Reichstag was burning, proclaimed the fire a sign from heaven. Now everyone would know what would have happened to Germany if those gentry had obtained power. He, the Führer, would rescue Germany from this danger. He was convinced, he added, that the fire was a fanal, beacon, or signal set by communists to start their revolution in Germany. Meanwhile, folks, the police, already aware that the fire had been started by arson, arrested an incoherent, hysterical, half-naked young Dutchman named Marinus van der Lubbe inside the flaming building. Taken to the police station at the Brandenburg Gate, he was interrogated. The police claimed that they found on his person an identification card of the Dutch Communist Party bearing his name. The prisoner confessed that he alone had started the fire. At 11:30 p.m., as the fire died down, members of the Berlin and foreign press who had been waiting outside the Reichstag were led by police and firemen into the building to see for themselves what damage had been done. The reception hall, though untouched by flames, had water a foot deep on its floor. Firefighting apparatus stretched everywhere. Smoke was still pouring through the doors of the meeting hall, which was a mass of ruins. The roof of the hall, now a skeleton, was about to fall. Other rooms, including the restaurant and the workroom of the Reichstag delegates, were heavily damaged. Police established that some 20 bundles of incendiary materials had been scattered throughout the building, although not all were set on fire. Virtually all the journalists on this guided tour came to the conclusion that it would have been impossible for one arsonist to have set the fires by himself. The Frankfurter Zeitung went to the heart of the issue when it spoke of, quote, some doubt as to whether the imprisoned man could have done it all by himself, end quote. In his capacity as police minister in Prussia, Göring began to take drastic action, approved by Hitler, against the communists. In addition to Torgler, he arrested the 100 communist deputies to the Reichstag. He proclaimed a state of virtual siege. The press was prepared for grave action. The Prussian press service announced that this act of incendiarism is the most monstrous act of terrorism carried out by Bolshevism in Germany. The Zeitung stated that the government is of the opinion that the situation is such that a danger to the state and nation existed and still exists. The police moved not only against communists, but against pacifists, liberals, and Democrats. With one fell swoop, Hitler destroyed all of his political enemies of all the different parties and movements. And when Germany awoke, wrote Douglas Reed, a British reporter, a man's home was no longer his castle. He could be seized by private individuals, could claim no protection from the police, could be indefinitely detained without preferment of charge. His property could be seized, his verbal and written communications overheard and perused. He no longer had the right to foregather with his fellow countrymen, and his newspapers might no longer freely express their opinions. Now, if all of those things are good for us, ladies and gentlemen, why weren't we Hitler's allies? And why are we allowing the same things that Hitler did to Nazi Germany to be done to the United States of America and to our own people? The Reichstag fire produced exactly the result that Hitler had anticipated. The Germany of the Weimar Constitution went up in flames, and from its ashes rose the Third Reich. Here's the reality of the political situation in Germany at that time. As the new chancellor, Hitler had only 3 of his followers in his cabinet, as opposed to 8 belonging to the von Papen-Hugenberg group. He needed a clear majority of Reichstag seats in the coming March 5, 1933 elections, and it was certain that the communists would obtain at least 100 seats among the 600 deputies. And, of course, the pacifists, liberals, and Democrats would garner their share. Hitler controlled some 250 seats, not a clear majority. If he could wipe out the critical 100 communist seats, he would win his battle for power. Nazi authorities had already raided the Karl Liebknecht House, headquarters of the Communist Party in Berlin, but they had failed to incriminate the communists in a revolutionary conspiracy as a pretext for silencing them. They had to think of something else, because the date for a national election was fast approaching. And so Hitler burned the Reichstag, blamed it on his political enemies, and seized control of Germany, and you know the rest. And the same thing is happening here now. Right now. Let's talk about what we know about Oklahoma City. Not what the liars are telling us in the propaganda mill of the communist news networks, the mouth of Marxism in the United States of America. Journalists have been discredited. 100% this has backfired on them. Talk radio across the United States is 7-3 against their lies. Nobody's buying it. Nobody. Even people who have never studied anything about what's happening in the world knows that they're being fed lies. I've had people call me up and say, you know, I always thought you were a nut, but I know that the government blew up that building in Oklahoma City. And that's exactly who did it, folks. Whether they paid them, whether they have indoctrinated them in some mind control program, which could be indicated by the presence of Dr. Louis Jolyon West, the intelligence community's premier mind control expert, and we have documented that and proven it on this broadcast many times, not because I say so, because it is the truth. He's the head of the Neuropsychological Institute of UCLA, where some incredible and terrible experimentation in mind control has been conducted, some of it on children. Is the press interested in this? No. Despite the fact that those arrested have absolutely no connection to any militia unit in the United States of America, they continually and repeatedly name the militias, the patriots, the constitutionists, religious fundamentalists, Christians, Islamic terrorists. Yet there is no connection with any of these groups whatsoever. And not only that, those arrested have not even been charged yet, nor have any of them ever been proven guilty of anything in America, where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. The press is populated with traitors committing treasonous acts and despicable violations of human ethics, morality, and behavior. They are beneath contempt. They have lost all credibility. Period. I cannot name one journalist in this entire country who has the balls to tell the truth. How low have we sunk? Well, let's examine it. There was not one explosion, but two. Clearly recounted by witnesses that they heard two blasts. Those inside who can remember what happened said they saw a tremendous light and then a loud, deafening explosion. And then everything came down around their ears, and some of them found themselves free-falling through space. Some of them, the lucky ones, survived. Not far away, at the University of Oklahoma, at the Coast and Geodetic Survey Laboratory, a seismograph recorded the event, and I have a copy of it in my hands. The event was described to us by a PhD in charge. So there's no mistake, and I am not making this up. He clearly says, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what the government says, these are clearly two separate and distinct events. Both of the same magnitude and the same duration, parted by 10 seconds. 10 seconds. He clearly shows us how to read this. He shows us a train that passed close to the sensor. He shows us normal traffic, heavy traffic, and then the two events. Two separate and distinct explosions, not echoes. The source is Dr. Luza of the Oklahoma Geological Survey, Starkey Energy Center, University of Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma. And we received this information on the 21st of April at 1:20 p.m. Why isn't the communist news networks, why aren't they reporting this? The government is lying, ladies and gentlemen. Shortly after rescue workers appeared on the scene and firefighters started to go through the building, everything was stopped, halted. The entire downtown area was evacuated, and they announced that they had found a second bomb. Actually, and truthfully, it was the third. This bomb, according to our sources in the Oklahoma City Fire Department, were olive drab cans, clearly labeled explosives fulminate of mercury, with a hole in the lid and a detonator inside. These had failed to go off, and they were found on separate floors near the elevator shaft. The bomb disposal truck was called. Many people, not one or two or three, but many people monitoring scanners heard the entire episode. They heard one person comment, a law enforcement official comment, in utter surprise, as he said into the radio, "This is a military bomb." Our sources tell us that the cans were clearly labeled with mil-spec numbers and contract numbers. Fulminate of mercury is difficult to come by, especially in a large can. If these containers had detonated, the entire building would have come down, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that's exactly what was intended. Very suspiciously, a lot of senior supervisory personnel were not at work that day. Were not at work. Why? Who warned them? The first people caught were so-called Islamic terrorist fundamentalists, who stopped a highway patrolman to ask directions, and the license plate was the wrong plate for their car, which was a rental car. Of course, they didn't do anything, and then the terror started. For all of the Mideastern citizens who live in Oklahoma City who follow the religion of Islam, windows were broken with rocks, death threats were received. One woman sitting in her home, pregnant. A rock flew through her window. In terror, thinking that someone was coming in to kill her, she ran and locked herself in the bathroom and began to hemorrhage, and the baby died. Why isn't the press talking about her? I'll tell you why. Because she's an Islamic fundamentalist. Why aren't they reporting the terror that these people have experienced at the hands of so-called decent Americans? And who's responsible for this? The press. That's who. The liars. The scum who convicted these people in the press even though they had done nothing. And now they are set out to convict patriots, the people who have fought this country's battles, loyal Americans, all. People who understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and their importance, who have studied socialism and communism and know the evils of it. And so when that was over, all of a sudden they announced that they had an identity of the truck which was carrying the bomb, even though now they're telling us that this vaporized people. They were able to identify this truck. Do you know how hot something has to be to vaporize a person? Go down and talk to whoever runs your local crematorium and find out what it takes to dispose of a human body in an oven. And you'll get some idea. And make note of how long it takes. And then you'll understand that somebody is lying. They had an ID on that truck before the building ever exploded. And then, almost immediately, they produced almost photographic renditions of these people that matched their faces so well. This is no product of a police artist sitting down listening to witnesses. And what witnesses? Where are these witnesses? How come they weren't arrested as material witnesses as the Nichols brothers were? What's going on here, folks? And this brilliant explosives expert who planned and carried out one of the most terrible crimes in the history of the country speeds away in a car with no license plate, and he is exceeding the speed limit to the point where he has to get caught. And the officer stops him, notices he doesn't have a license plate, and begins writing a ticket, glances inside the car, and sees a concealed weapon. It was a concealed weapon. How did he see it? Oh my, the plot thickens. This really begins to eat it, folks. This guy made no attempt to get away, made no attempt to shoot the officer. Yet he'd just blown up a building full of people. There's no desperation here. This is also a man who's been telling his friends for the last 2 years that while in the United States Army, he volunteered for a program and was implanted with a computer microchip. And who's one of the first people they send from Los Angeles to Oklahoma City? Dr. Louis Jolyon West, the intelligence community's premier expert on mind control. And it gets thicker yet. Oh, does it get thicker. They begin to find explosives and a rocket launcher and plastic, which a government official announces to the press was kept in the office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And now they deny that this report was ever made. Yet it was. What's going on? Why are they lying?
Why do the stories keep changing? Larry Nichols on the Jazz McKay Show, WWWE, at 11 a.m. in Cleveland, identified one of the suspects from the artist's drawings as either Brown or Boyd of Mena, Arkansas. And speaking of Mena, Arkansas, Hillary Clinton will be indicted. My information is that she has already been indicted in secret, and it will be announced to the public sometime within the next week. And who is connected to Mena, Arkansas? William Clinton, Ollie North, and the whole big bad Bush gang. How about that? Larry Nichols is the one who has blown the whistle on Mena, Arkansas. And in Oklahoma City, only 16 bodies have been identified. And speaking of bodies, ladies and gentlemen, how many people were killed in Waco, Texas? The Waco massacre by the murderess Janet Reno and her accomplice murderer Bill Clinton? And the assassination bureaus of the BATF and the FBI? Now they tell us the FBI is in charge in Oklahoma City. Whoopee! I'm thrilled. The last time they were in charge, a whole church full of people were burnt to a crisp. Don't you feel safe? Why is it that the lying scumbag Marxist press released the same exact casualty figures when they knew it was a lie from the beginning? You see, I talked to the coroner. He said he never released the figures that they were broadcasting on the communist news networks. Never. And to this day, they have not identified 17 dead children, but there were 17 dead children in Waco. Why was the news telling us that 17 dead children were found in Oklahoma City when it was a lie? Why were they telling us that there were a total of 80 dead people in Oklahoma City when they knew that was a lie too? Waco, 80 dead, 17 children. Initial reports from Oklahoma City, 80 dead, 17 children. Total lie. Who is orchestrating this and why? Who stands to gain? Who has the power to pull it off and the expertise to do such a precision bombing? Who has the resources and the power to cover it up, and who is, in fact, covering it up? We all know the answers to that, and it has nothing to do with the militia. Nothing whatsoever to do with the militia. This is the Reichstag all over again. I told you this would happen, and I told you that the incidents of terrorism would escalate. Late this afternoon, a letter bomb blew up in the office of the Forestry Service in Sacramento, California. In Rwanda, 2,000 people were mowed down by government troops. Nobody really cares about them. They were poor, and they were black. And in Washington, D.C., tourists go and visit the Holocaust Museum, vowing never again. Bullshit. You lying pukes. It'll happen again. You'll make sure of that, because that is the nature of socialism. Lies and deaths and labor camps and enslavement. That's what you're all about. Some of us know it and understand it, and we will fight you to the death if we have to. And right now in Washington, D.C., your valiant, brave representatives and senators are getting ready to pass through the most draconian, liberty-destroying legislation that's ever appeared in the history of this country that will make Hitler look like a little Sunday school girl going for a walk in the park. And you'll all say, "Yay! You saved me!" And Clinton just guaranteed Israel's security. Yep, I read it in the newspaper. Clinton just guaranteed Israel's security. Wonder why he didn't guarantee Oklahoma's security. Today, a review of the video, the very first press conference given by Bob Ricks, shows him being asked by a reporter about the rocket launcher allegedly found in the rubble. Ricks ignored the question and made no response. He was also asked about the numerous reports of witnesses claiming they heard two separate explosions. He responded by saying that it is not uncommon for an explosion of this magnitude in an area with many flat surfaces surrounding to have what he called an echo effect, and that there was only one explosion. The seismograph proves that is a lie. He says the witnesses are mistaken. If they heard anything at all, it must have been an echo. However, ladies and gentlemen, any examination into the physical characteristics of the downtown area, taking into consideration the actual speed of sound at the temperature recorded on that day, reveals that if an echo had in truth occurred, the echo would have been heard within 3 seconds of the initial blast and not 10 seconds later, as the seismograph shows. The echo would also have been of much less magnitude and duration, but the seismograph shows two distinct events, both of the same magnitude and the same duration. A 10-second delay between the explosion and the echo, which is what the seismographic record reveals, is an impossibility by every law of physics. Bob Ricks, one of the murderers in the Waco massacre, is lying again. That's right, he's lying again. All these people are unmitigated, habitual liars. They can't stop. They don't know what the truth is. They never will. The press has identified the people who did the bomb blast and have tried them and convicted them, and now they're screaming for their execution. Who is it? The militias of America. The patriots. And unless they get rid of us, they cannot scrap the Constitution and have their one world totalitarian Marxist socialist government under their United Nations, all in the name of peace and no more wars. And everybody is going to be scared out of their minds by all of this terrorism so that they will accept the loss of their liberties. And I told you this would happen. And just a few nights later, the polls began asking Americans, would you be willing to give up your liberty in exchange for security against terrorism? Did I call it or what? I've called every bit of this from the beginning years ago. Years ago. That's right, folks. Years ago. And what's all this stuff about Kornke and Congressman Stockman and his facts? Are they trying to destroy Stockman? And Kornke went into hiding? Why did he go into hiding? He's their man. I told you that many, many times. I told you to stay away from him. I told you exactly who to stay away from. I told you. Didn't I? Wouldn't listen to me, would you? The message in the fax appears to be a report from the scene. First update, building, 7 to 10 floors only, military people on scene, BATF, FBI, bomb threat received last week, perpetrator unknown at this time, Oklahoma. The fax carried a time stamp that, if accurate, would indicate it was sent slightly more than an hour before the bombing. And, of course, his sponsors were loyal. They didn't even mention his name tonight. Yep, old Viking didn't even mention his name. When the press called Swiss America Trading and asked Craig Smith if they were my sponsor, Craig says, yes. They asked, do you believe what this man is saying? He said, of course I believe it. If I didn't, I wouldn't be sponsoring it. Now you know why Swiss America Trading and the Hour of the Time are partners. It's not a money thing. I don't make a penny from them. They only pay for the airtime. That's all I ever ask them for. That's all I want. In return, they do a good service for our listeners by making available to you real money. Real money. Not this phony crap you've got in your pockets. Federal Reserve counterfeit. Real money. You see, the stupid press doesn't even understand that according to the law of the United States of America, and we'll start with the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, it says, Congress shall have the responsibility to coin money. It doesn't say print money, it says coin money. Well, what is money? Let's go to the laws, the statutes at large, where money is defined as a specific measurement of gold or silver coin. And what is that measurement called? It's called a dollar. Without gold or silver coin, that cannot be a dollar. Because under the law, and the law has never been changed, a dollar is a specific measurement of gold or silver coin. The gold or silver coin is the money, not the dollar. Any more than the yardstick that you use to measure your picnic table can be the picnic table. And a dollar can no more lose its value than a yard can lose 6 inches or a quart can lose 4 ounces. You've been scammed. You've been lied to. You're dealing with a note, which under the law and the definition of a law is an instrument of debt. When you buy something with an instrument of debt, you haven't bought anything. And someday, the debt must be paid. If you'd like to get your hands on some real money, call our sponsor, Swiss America Trading, at 1-800-289-2646. Talk to them about money. Find out what it is. Find out why, in the greatest nation in the world, with the greatest opportunity, with the most freedom, you keep getting poorer and poorer and poorer. How can they compare a dollar with a yen when both of them are nothing but units of measurement for something that doesn't even exist? It's all a scam. The dollar cannot decline, period, unless you believe them when they tell you it has declined. What fools we mortals be. I changed that quote a little bit. So that you would not think me arrogant by making the original quote, which would have left me out of it. Because for most of my life, I was just as stupid and ignorant and apathetic as everybody else until I began to learn. What opened my eyes, by some fluke, they attached me to the Office of Naval Intelligence, and I began to see and hear things that told me all was not right or well or even true. And my great awakening began. I'm not on this radio for ratings, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care about it. I'm not a radio person. I'm not a member of the media, and I'm not a journalist. I'm here because I could not hear the truth on radio, and nobody would let me on radio to speak the truth. And I didn't start this newspaper to be a journalist at all. Veritas is a product of the inability to find the truth published in the establishment media. No journalist who prints the truth will have a job tomorrow morning. And that is a truth that any honest journalist will tell you. Check it out. In an interesting exchange on Communist News Network's Capital Gang, which is owned by Ted Turncoat and Hanoi Jane, the Capital Gang show Saturday, Robert Reich stated the difference between the murder at Waco and the murder at the federal building in Oklahoma. He stated that both were murder, but only one was sanctioned by the United States government. Well, Robert, would you care to tell us which one? I wonder what brave soul tomorrow will ask the president where he planted the tree for the children killed in Waco. I bet you not a one of them has the guts. Not one. And if they really care about human life, why isn't there more weight thrown to the 2,000 who just were murdered in Rwanda? And if they care about the Holocaust, why isn't anyone talking about the Holocaust, the genocide in Bosnia? To ease their conscience, they call it ethnic cleansing, as if it has a different meaning. And the United Nations, they're not there to stop it. They're there to referee. The show tonight, folks, has been done right out of my head. I am angry. Upset. This weekend, watching the circus on all of the communist television networks, I was enraged. Enraged. Ask any of the television commentators, our journalists, our producers, our researchers, and there were a lot who called me how enraged I was. They're probably still cleaning their ears out. I've never had much faith in the press, but this goes beyond anything I ever dreamed could happen, and I knew what was going to happen. These are the most despicable people who live in this country. They're in the process of destroying the United States of America. And when it happens, they will be the first to cry that they lost their freedoms, and specifically, their so precious freedom of speech. Because after all, isn't that why they're mad at us? Isn't that why they're angry with us? Because we tell it like it is? We pop their bubbles and expose their lies, and they can't stand that. You see, freedom of speech only means freedom of speech for them, not for us. That's how socialism always is. But these fools have not studied history. In every instance in the history of the world where socialism has come to power, the first people that they have murdered have been the journalists, the intelligentsia, the university professors, the ones that are teaching our children that Marxism is the best form of government, the best political system, the best economic reality. They will be the first ones murdered. Journalists, scientists, anyone who, after they begin to experience the realities of socialism, will be the first to rebel against it, just like in their ingratitude. And their stupidity rebelled against liberty. you don't believe this, just get out the history books and look. Who did Castro get rid of? Who did the Bolsheviks get rid of? Who did Stalin get rid of? Who did the communist Chinese get rid of? Who did they get rid of in Chile under the socialist regime? Who did they kill in all of the countries where socialism came to power? The very people who are asking for socialism in America will be the very first ones to feel the boot heel in their face. What an irony! Isn't it? CNN, ladies and gentlemen, recently rolled an audio tape of the explosion, captured in an office some blocks away. As the tape rolled, they displayed a wave form, and there are two clearly discernible spikes in the wave, denoting two clear explosions. One of the communist media outlets reported an interview with a woman who was working in the YMCA daycare across the street from the federal building. They heard two distinct booms before the glass and such in their building started flying. Even some of the kids who were in their daycare center are now going around saying, boom, boom. Not just boom, but boom, boom. Repeating exactly what they heard. And who are all these experts that they're getting to condemn the people who care the most about this country and about liberty and about the Constitution and are willing to give their lives in defense of it? Who are these so-called experts? And what are their credentials? The fact that they study militias is not a credential, any more than the fact that I study women makes me an expert on women. And don't tell my wife I said that. Just joking. The Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Dees. The spy and criminal organization known as the Anti-Defamation League? Are you kidding me? These are the people who protect the drug cartels in this country. And that's been proven over and over again. Now watch these fools and these Marxists in the media call me anti-Semitic tomorrow. Notice, you scum, I said ADL. And Southern Poverty Law Center, they do not say Jews. Jews are no more responsible for what's happening, no more guilty than anybody else. The average man, no matter what his race, color, religion, or creed is, spends most of his life being lied to and manipulated by somebody else who has some stupid agenda and can't leave the human race alone so that we can just live in peace. Good night, and God bless you all.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Let me get my passing. We're here for the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, point of the fact.
Get out of this house. Turn your guns. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Now produce that and do what you're told.
Hillary Salama, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the money founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan.
Pike said Lucifer is done.